You sold one of these pigs to a woman whose name is Jessica.
A petite porker changes hands.
You never met him before. He met Jessica. Jessica sold him the pig.
Mr. Pollan contacted me and said, I need to know if this pig is stolen. And I said, you have my pig?
It's not your pig!
Then did she go hog wild?
You brought the police to his house? You threatened to charge him with felonies?
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Leslie Shelton is suing Michael Poland for the return of a potbelly pig and travel expenses.
Order. All rise. It's case number 249 on the calendar, in the matter of Shelton versus Poland. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Young ladies, have a seat, please.
Miss Shelton, do you raise these small pigs?
I do. I breed and raise them.
And how long have you been doing that?
For about 7 years now.
On a particular date, and I assume you have a copy of the contract, you sold one of these piglet, a little
piglet,
to a woman whose name is Jessica.
Correct.
She signed a contract, and she took the pig.
Correct.
Can I see the contract that she signed, please? I'll look at that in a moment. In any event, she purchased this pig from you and subsequently put an ad on the internet,
Craigslist,
to sell the pig. She purchased it from you sometime after the first of the year because the pig was born in January of 2014.
She purchased it August 3rd of 2014, and...
Okay, so in any event, this is what happened. I'm going to read the contract in a moment. Evidently, Jessica didn't keep the pig, didn't want the pig, put it up for sale on Craigslist. The defendant answered that ad. He has family. They thought it would be a nice addition to their family. He met Jessica. He saw the pig. He paid her for it.
Yes, sir.
And she gave him, as a matter of fact, I believe, your information so he could contact you if he had any questions.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, my understanding is...
Tell me what your understanding is. You never met him before. He met Jessica. Jessica sold him the pig. Now, you say you want the pig back because it's in violation of your contract with Jessica.
Correct.
He says he is what we call a bona fide purchaser for value of this pig,
yes, ma'am,
which is a piece of merchandise. It's a merchandise. He paid value for it. He didn't steal it. He didn't find it on the side of a road. He knew nothing of your existence when he purchased it. He is not a signatory to your contract with Jessica, which I will look at in a moment. And he has a counterclaim. And his counterclaim is that you brought the police to his house. You threatened him. You threatened to charge him with
felonies,
theft. And he has a counterclaim, which I will hear. Now I'm going to read the contract. Well, first of all, page 2 of your contract, the portion that you want me to consider is invalid because what you've done is you've crossed something out here which says, if at any time this piglet is to be sold or given away, the breeder is to be notified in writing, mm-hmm, by certified mail and given first option to buy the pig or piglet back. What it says here is at the original purchase price.
Correct.
And then somebody crossed that out and put in one half deposit.
Correct.
Now, at the bottom, it's upon seller's approval. And that was initialed.
Correct.
But not this.
Oh, I didn't.
Not this. This was initialed because there was a modification, but not this cross out.
Okay.
In any event, I'm going to find out what happened with you, Mr. Poland, because plaintiff really, at this point, with regard to her case, has nothing to add.
Your Honor, had an agreement with...
You have nothing to add.
Mr. Poland, though.
No, you have nothing to add. Right now, you have no agreement with him. Right now, he purchased this pig, and he is going to tell me his story about purchasing it and what conversation you had with each other. Do you understand?
Correct.
So you purchased the pig. In what month did you purchase
it? It was September 13th, I believe, was the date I purchased.
September. So Jessica only had the pig for a few weeks.
Yes, ma'am. And she said...
Shh.
Yes, ma'am.
How much did you pay for it? How much was it being advertised for?
It was advertised for $450. But I purchased it for $225.
Okay. Do you have the ad that
you saw?
Yes, ma'am,
I do.
I'd like to take a look at it.
And it has Jessica's phone number.
Okay. She says, I have a sweet, tame, beautiful, marked pixie pig that needs a good home. I paid $1,000 for her 3 months ago. And then she describes her. Her name is Everly. She loves attention. She's potty and kennel trained. Her kennel will go wherever she goes. I need to pay rent and my daughter's private school tuition. But most importantly, I want Lily to have a loving home. So I'm asking $450, which is less than half of what she paid, or best offer. So you ultimately purchased the pig from her for $225. I need to find her home by tomorrow morning because tomorrow is moving day. I have her papers and a booklet of information on how to care for her. Please contact me if interested. You contacted her? And tell me what...
We met at a gas station, met her, had my children in the car. She talked me through the pig, gave me a kennel, gave me this agreement.
The same agreement?
I don't believe I've got the whole thing, but this is what I received.
I'd like to take a look at it. I'd like to take a look at what she gave you.
Yes, ma'am. In the top right corner, she wrote what the pig had been eating.
Just one second.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, what she gave you is not what the plaintiff is giving me. It's a totally different contract, and it does not contain a provision that says that you have the right to be notified in writing, which would indicate to me that he is, as what he says he is, a bona fide purchaser for value of this pig without any prior notice that you may have a claim against Jessica. Now, don't give me a well. He's not finished yet. So you go and pick up the pig.
Yes, ma'am.
Now, just for my own information, because I am coming back to you. You have a family, sir?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about your family.
My wife's a nurse, my children are in school, and I have a young boy.
You work?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have other pets?
Two dogs.
And the pig?
Yes, ma'am.
And how does the pig get along with the dog?
Gets along great with them.
Okay. Now, going back to you, Miss Shelton, when you sold Jessica the pig, I want you to tell me how you found Jessica.
Jessica contacted me.
On how?
Off my petting zoo site.
Okay, from the internet.
Correct.
Jessica contacted you from the internet. I want you to tell me everything that you knew about Jessica when she came to look at the pig.
Jessica actually didn't come to look at the pig. She lives in Casper, Wyoming, which is about almost 3 hours away from where I live.
And?
And so we spoke a little
bit. You spoke on the phone?
We spoke on the phone.
And?
She explained to me.
No, don't tell me what she explained. You spoke on the phone, and what did she do? Ship the pig to her?
No, she paid by credit card. My husband travels her way, and so following day, he ended up delivering the pig and the contracts to her.
Fine. So you never even met Jessica?
I've never even met Jessica.
Just follow where I'm going.
Okay.
You never met Jessica. She paid by credit card. You never inspected her house. Certainly, if you had asked, I'm speaking. Certainly, if you would ask questions, you were not very clairvoyant. Because within a month of purchasing this pig, she had to get rid of it. So if you thought you did any kind of an inquiry, clearly you were wrong. Because she did, in fact, end up selling the pig within 4 weeks of purchasing it.
Correct. Your circumstances changed.
So clearly you were wrong. Now, what I'm also getting from you, because one of the things that sort of bothers me about this whole lawsuit is, you were selling this pig as a pet. And you were selling the pig as a pet because, according to your contract that you show me, and Jessica isn't here, so I can't confirm whether or not that's her signature. I can't confirm whether she actually signed this contract, because she would be your witness. He's not... Listen to me. She's not here. I can't confirm.
I have a notarized statement, though.
I don't read notarized statements. As you see, I talk to people. So what I'm not understanding from you, Ms. Shelton, is this, and this is just common sense. Has nothing to do with your legal right, of which I'm telling you, you have none against him. It has to do with what the heck you're doing here.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Why in the world would you want to disrupt this animal and make a legal mitzvah about nothing? I don't understand that.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Leslie Shelton says Michael Poland won't return a potbelly pig that rightfully belongs to her. Michael is countersuing for harassment.
Okay, you were selling a pig as a pet to somebody that you never met, that you talked to over the phone. Now you find out that Jessica, after a month, didn't want the pig anymore. And she put an ad on Craigslist, and she sold it to this family. This family was, I assume, concerned enough because you did call her, didn't you?
Yes, ma'am.
He didn't think he was doing anything wrong. He called you. He said, gee, my family just bought this pig. We love her. We want to know, I assume, how to care for her. I assume that was the reason for the call. Why in the world would you want to disrupt this animal that I'm sure you care about if you're not a heartless breeder and make a legal mitzia about nothing? I don't understand that.
Well, first of all, we did inspect her home. I work with rescues throughout the state. We call upon someone to go into the home to inspect
Show me the report. Show me, the report of her house. I don't believe
we
you.
We get a verbal report.
I don't believe you.
Okay.
Yeah, that's not flying with me.
And then my understanding was Jessica did not sell him the pig.
I don't care what your understanding is. Answer my question. You sold this pig as a pet. You knew nothing about Jessica's home. Just like you knew nothing about his home, except you did know this, that he purchased it and that he was concerned enough about it to call you and ask you all the right questions about how to take care of it, what you have to do to make them thrive. He didn't think that he was stealing your pig.
Well, he contacted me, and the first thing he said, he introduced himself, because I had been waiting for this pig to be delivered. I was at the spot. They had not shown up. I was trying
to get... Who's the they? Jessica?
Jessica's sister, because Jessica...
Listen to me. You can't tell me anything about that. That's all hearsay.
Okay.
That's all hearsay. If you're telling me that you had an arrangement with Jessica and Jessica was going to bring you the pig, that's all hearsay. It's like a windshield wiper.
Okay, Mr. Poland contacted me and said, I just received this pig. Your name's on this paperwork. He said, I need to know if this pig is stolen. And I said, you have my pig?
Just a second. It's not your pig. Is that what you said to her?
No, ma'am.
Listen,
he did.
You have absolutely no cause of action against him. He is a bona fide purchaser for value.
I had a verbal agreement with him that we spoke about.
Oh,
about
you had a contract with him is what you're telling me.
Well, I spoke to him. I told him that the pig had been sold. I had someone on a waiting list, and he said, I'd really like to have this pig. And I said, let me talk to the people. It was going to Canada. I would be willing to talk to you about selling this pig if they're willing to wait.
It's not your pig. Where are you come off to make a contract with him? Hey, listen to me. It's not your pig to sell.
If you look at the contract, not the part where the deposit comes back, the spay and neuter agreement says, as of 8/27, if it had not been spayed, the pig reverts back to
you. You sue Jessica, not him. You're suing the wrong person.
But if it's my pig in the contract...
It's not your pig in the contract. You have to exercise that right. If I believe this contract... And Jessica's not here for me to even verify that she signed the contract.
I can show you a notarized statement that they witnessed her signature,
listen,
and her signature is on here.
Listen to me carefully. Courts don't take notarized statements. Is she in the military?
No, she's been in the hospital.
Just a minute. I don't believe you. You know, I think that you have a credibility problem.
I'm sorry.
You have no case against him. I'm trying to tell you, you have no case against him. If he calls you and says, I have this pig, and you say, I have my pig, and I have a waiting list, I'll see whether I can get the other people in Canada to stay on the wait list and see how much money they're going to pay me for that pig.
Now, they'd have me paid.
Pay attention. I know exactly where you're coming from. I know exactly where you're coming from. I know the actuality of it. You don't have to be a genius.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
I'll let you, from your own money, buy the pig back from him for $1,000. You want to buy the pig back for $1,000?
And later today...
If what you're saying is her friend stole your property...
I actually don't know if her friend stole my property.
Well,
it could have been her
either.
Or it could have been my friend.
I don't know, and you don't know if she stole your property. So what do you want from me?
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Leslie Shelton says... Michael Poland won't return a potbelly pig that rightfully belongs to her. Michael is countersuing for harassment.
Now, you have no case against him at all, because you had no right to say to him, well, maybe I'll let you keep my pig. You have my pig? You have my pig? He doesn't have your pig. He has his pig, because he paid for it as a bona fide purchaser for value. And the reason I know he did it in good faith was because he called you. If he was trying to hide something, he wouldn't have called you. And you said, oh, now, this contract that said I can buy back the pig for its original price, she's smart, somebody crossed out and wrote in half the deposit without initialing it. Now, just for my own information, because you know where we are, I'll let you, from your own money, buy the pig back from him for $1,000. Justice.
Yes, ma'am.
You want to buy the pig back for $1,000?
I don't want to buy the pig back when I own the pig.
That's all I wanted to know. You want the pig. That's what it is. Take it out of your Visa, MasterCard, American Express.
We had an agreement between him
and I,
though.
Your case is dismissed. Now I'm going over to the counterclaim. Because I think you're a hustler. Go.
I asked the plaintiff to stop contacting me. I received text messages
at
1 a.m. in the morning.
That I'll read.
Yes, ma'am. Can I give it all to you, ma'am?
Yes.
All right. It's probably about 2 or 3 pages back. I stopped with...
Oh, you just should have blocked her number.
I did after the officer told
me
to.
You just should have blocked her number.
I should have.
Well, she's not going to disrupt you anymore.
Yes, ma'am.
Now she's on notice.
I appreciate
that. Now she's going away.
Sure.
Understand?
Yes, ma'am.
You happy with the pig?
Yes, ma'am.
You like her?
Yes.
Well, good. That should make Ms. Shelton very happy. Case is dismissed, so you counterclaim. Goodbye.
Thank you.
Ladies are excused, and they step out.
His actions, I'm not comfortable with the pig being in his home.
Pig's not going nowhere now.
Him and I agreed that I would go ahead and give him his $225 back, and he'd return the pig, and that didn't take place.
I'm very happy with it. I'm glad it's over.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter of Moeller versus Hassan. Step forward.
24-year-old Caitlin Moeller is suing 19-year-old Gina Hassan for damaging her home and stealing her clothes while she was cat-sitting.
Ms. Moeller, you hired the defendant to take care of your cat when you were away.
Mm-hmm.
You had hired her once before, and it was satisfactory.
Yeah, I actually hired her twice before.
Twice before. On this occasion, which was on what date?
It was August 24th that we came back.
And she wasn't staying in your house. The idea was she was supposed to come in, feed the cat, change the kitty litter, maybe pet it once or twice, and leave. That was the arrangement, correct?
Well, sure, yeah.
No, I mean, were you supposed to stay in the house?
No, but there wasn't really, much of an instructions, behind the whole cat thing. But, yeah, that I was supposed to come in, feed the cat, entertain the cat, whatever, change the litter box, clean up cat litter, whatever.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Closed captioning sponsored by... Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, when you got back on the 24th, you say that your house was trashed.
Yeah.
You subsequently found some things missing from the house. While that may be a more difficult thing to establish, who exactly took that stuff, I would like to see pictures of what you came home to find when you came home on the 24th.
Oh, sorry, I forgot. Sorry.
All I asked you was, did you take photographs of the apartment when you came home?
No.
Well, then.
Except for the toilet.
So there was stuff in the toilet?
Yeah.
So she's a pig, so don't hire her again. What do you want?
Well, I want her to pay.
To what? Pay what?
Well, I have a police report of all of the things that she stole from me.
Just a second. You have no proof of what she stole from you. You didn't see her steal anything from
me. I did not see her steal anything from me.
Then you have no proof of that.
Well, I know she stole it. She told me that her friend Kylia stole the things, and I have that recorded on my phone.
Well, then why don't you sue her?
I am suing her as well, but she's the responsible person.
No, she's
I gave
not responsible.
Her the keys.
She's not. Nobody is responsible for somebody else's theft or crime. If her friend committed a crime, sue her.
But I gave her the keys.
It doesn't matter. If what you're saying is her friend stole your property.
I actually don't know if her friend stole my property.
Well,
it could have been her
either.
Or it could have been my friend.
I don't know, and you don't know if she stole your property. So what do you want from me?
I want you to figure out if she stole it from me.
I'm not going to ask her if she stole your property. Don't use her for a house sitter anymore. But you said something that was actually interesting to me. You said I am suing her. Where are you suing her?
In Washington.
Suing whom?
Kylia.
Is that you?
No, that's not me.
If what you're saying to me is you are suing somebody else in the... But pay attention.
I'm paying attention.
You're suing somebody else in the state of Washington for your stolen property. Is that what you just told me? Goodbye.
Are excused and they step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
Eric's secret double life. and his deviant tendencies.
His former fiance tells all.
Well, you want to read the emails that she got?
No, Your Honor.
Want to see the picture she got?
Judge Judy.
Well, I found my apartment trash, and I found a bunch of my stuff missing from my apartment.
She's ridiculous.
She stole my underwear.
Your underwear, you're large. Calm down.
I'm clearly not going to hire anybody off Craigslist ever again.
Who hires a 17-year-old off Craigslist and gives them their house key?